Once upon a time, a Phoenix Suns star player was not selected for the All-Star game.
Oh, he was on Seattle then.
Oh, he was on
He was
Seattle.
Not on the Suns
Once
yet.
Upon a time, there was a player affiliated with the Phoenix Suns.
He later went on to be a three-time All-Star with the Suns.
Who was not selected for the All-Star game and then was picked due to an injury replacement and then ultimately became the MVP of that All-Star game.
Ralph Sampson got hurt.
That's right. And Tom Chambers got in. And I'm just going to apologize to you right off the bat, Tom. I'm sorry. I got confused. I thought it would happen when you were with the Suns, not with the Sonics. My bad.
It's hard to keep. It's hard to keep your mind clear when you're sitting next to the guy. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult, you know?
Tom, I'm thinking, man, maybe you could take a shot at him because he got it wrong. You know, maybe you're like, instead of always taking a shot at me, maybe take a shot at him.
You know why? Because I treat people well. People don't take shots at me. I'm nice to people. I'm respectful to people. You don't have to worry about that. So this happened to you. This happened to you back when you were with the Sonics, right? You didn't get it. Ralph Sampson gets hurt. They call you at the last minute, and you go win the MVP of the All-Star game.
Yeah, it was an incredible story. I mean, it was different in the sense that, you know, it wasn't like the whole media world is watching, you know, Ralph Sampson hurt himself and then, you know, say, you know, Tom Chambers should go play for me or something like that. You know, I mean, this thing with Devin, you know, starting last night with Damian getting hurt and with social media and it just right there. And, you know, his stats are so glaringly deserving, you know, and I just absolutely love it because this young kid has done everything. Every game, it seems like he's breaking a record of some Hall of Famer or somebody who's going to be a Hall of Famer. So I'm really happy for Devin. But, yeah, it was a tremendous thing. You know, it was in Seattle, the game was. So, you know, me going to the game got somebody in the game from Seattle. And then, which is crazy, Pat Riley being Pat Riley, I mean, he started me, you know, wanting to get the home crowd on our side. And I think I blew three layups in a row, and he still kept being there. And you know, things started to rock and roll after that.
You made three All-Star appearances when you were with the Suns after you were with Seattle. But take me back. Did you, at that time, because we look at Booker and we say he got snubbed. Did Tom Chambers feel snubbed when he didn't make that All-Star game in 1987?
No, I didn't. You know, I really didn't. I had hoped that maybe something would happen, but, you know, like it is in the West, now it was back then. I mean, oh, my goodness. I mean, we had, you know, obviously James Worthy and Karl Malone and, you know, I mean.
Mark McGwire, Alex English.
So, you know, the guys had been there already two games, and so, yeah, I didn't think that I would beat any of those guys out. You know, it was finally, you know, when I did, you know, get called, our team had really come into its own and was, you know, in a playoff position. And so that's when it happened for me because I had led the team in scoring before and I had, you know, had good numbers, even all the way back to the Clippers. But back then it was a different way to do it. You know, the way it is now, it's, you know, front line and backcourt. Back then, I mean, Ralph Sampson was a starting power forward, and I, you know, replaced the starting power forward, and that's kind of the way it was.
Do you feel any different when you get in that way via injury than if you're voted in by the coaches or the fans or anything like that?
I don't know. I mean, I absolutely appreciate it, and you know, I felt bad for Ralph, you know, much like Devin did last night, but you know, there's no asterisk by my name. I mean, it's a greater story, in my opinion. You know, being able to not even be there and yet start the game and play well. And my skill set was good, you know, really good for the All-Star game. Although back then we actually applied a little bit of defensive pressure and didn't want people to score and wanted to win. But Devin's kind of the same as far as the skill set. He can shoot the three if they, you know, like everybody does, but he can go to the basket. And for me, it was like, okay, I don't want to be flashy or flamboyant. I just want to put the ball in the freaking hole. And I was able to do that. And with Magic Johnson, he makes your job pretty easy. You just gotta get open for a second.
How the hell did you guys win that game? You went up against Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Dr. J, Larry Bird, Moses Malone, Kevin McHale, Charles Barkley, Isaiah Thomas, Robert Parrish. I mean, man, I mean everybody on that team's a damn all-star. I mean, it's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the West wasn't a whole lot different, although Rolando and Mark McGwire were just getting, you know, working their way up. But it was incredible. It really was to be able to do something like that. It was Dr. J's last All-Star game, so everybody kind of wanted him to do that. But Pat Riley was like, you know, thank you. I mean, the next time I went to the All-Star game, he was coaching too. And he said, you know what, the only time we win this dang thing is when you're playing, and we won it again. We just got rocking and rolling. You know, I finished and I ran and I scored the basketball. I think I scored 20 something in the next one. So, it's just a lot of fun, but you're right. It was a who's who of people playing. But we were down, I think 10 points with a couple, 3 minutes left to go in the game, and Magic started pushing it, and we just started, you know, running and then Rolando hit those free throws to give us an opportunity, and it was very cool.
Suns broadcaster, Suns legend Tom Chambers, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Devin Booker finding out last night that he's going to go to the All-Star game as a replacement for Damian Lillard. I got to imagine, player to player, and Devin referred to this last night, to hear Damian Lillard specifically say, I think Devin Booker should go, or so that somebody like Devin Booker can go. I got to imagine in the player's language, that's currency far greater than just about anything else, isn't it?
No question. And with even social media or whatever, it got out there instantly. As soon as Dame said it, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And then if you're Adam Silver, what are you going to do? Say, oh, well, I really got to, you know, circumvent what Damian thinks, and I got to circumvent what the other players in the NBA think, where Devin was voted fourth amongst the players. And, oh, I got to, you know, nobody's ever been scoring 27 points a game and not made the All-Star team. So there was so much criteria there built up to you don't even have to argue for Devin. You're just like, okay, this is a no-brainer. And I'm just so happy for Devin, because he deserves it. And you guys, I've heard mention on your show too. I mean, it just makes Devin feel better about what he's doing here in the Valley.
Amen.
And feel like, okay, you know, this is a step in the right direction and we can make something special happen here.
Because that's something we've all been worried about, maybe to varying
yes.
degrees, right? We've all been worried. Is he happy? Does he like it here? Is he going to want to stay here? And he is, to his credit, that has been a total media creation. We've all talked about it. The fans have talked about it. He's never said one word about it, right? So we're just speculating and hypothesizing that that might be how he thinks. But when a moment like last night happens, I have to imagine that Devin Booker's happiness and any fear about Devin Booker's happiness has been calmed down with him going to the All-Star game. I got to imagine that's not a topic for the near future now with Devin Booker.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, you just see it now in today's NBA with agents and with guys and, you know, AD last year forcing his way out, you know, of New Orleans. It's just the way it is. This league is run by agents and, you know, players wanting to get together and, you know, have their twosome or their threesome. Hopefully Devin can go to this All-Star game and recruit somebody to come here and play with him in Phoenix and tell them how much, you know, he's really fun he's having here, and this team is ready, and, you know, we've got the parts, and, you know, it's just something that could absolutely happen. And I have to believe that's the kind of person that Devin Booker is, that he wants to do it here. He doesn't want to chase it. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. He wants to do it here. And now this team has an all-star, and, you know, DeAndre Ayton, if he continues to play well for the rest of the year, you know, I came here and I was an all-star because I saw the parts, and they needed a power forward because they traded him, Larry Nance, to Cleveland to get, you know, three other guys. They needed a power forward, and I just fit right in, and man, we went to the top of the food chain real quick. So hopefully somebody can see that happening here in the Valley, and it will happen next year.
Yeah, we've debated that, and that's the big, I mean, I don't want to downplay this. I think this is a really big deal that he made the All-Star game. I do. I mean, this community is going crazy right now. The response has been terrific, and I just wonder, you know, how does it project forward? How does it project? What does it mean? And, you know, based on what you're saying, free agents will look at that, and, you know, guys that are looking at an opportunity to go play somewhere else may look at playing with an all-star in Phoenix and a team that could be on the rise and take that as a positive.
No question about it. I mean, Devin's a likable guy. He has obviously, by the vote from other players, they respect him. Okay, they like him. He does the right things. He plays the game the right way. So I absolutely believe it's huge. I think it could have happened before. I think now it puts more clout, if you will, in this city and what's transpiring here right now. Good things are happening. Even Larry Fitzgerald being a part of this thing now. I mean, there's not a more respected athlete probably anywhere right now than him. So good things are happening with this franchise. And I'm sitting out here in the backyard right now looking at my horses and And, you know, it's nice. It's just a really good place to be. I mean, and for years and years, it was a destination where guys wanted to come and play. And I believe we're getting back to that point now. And, you know, and that's because of what Devin Booker has done here in the Valley.
Tom, we appreciate it as always. We look forward to the next time we're on with you guys. It's always a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes.
Go clean those horses up, all right?
Hey, I'm going to do that. I got to go get the muck bucket here and, you know, pick up some stuff, you know.
Some stuff, yes. I appreciate the fact, guys. You know, we're on live radio and you just call it stuff. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, thanks. Eddie Johnson.
Yeah, thanks, T. Exactly. Thanks, Tom.
All right, guys. Thank you.